Tenakwe, good morning. This is Waitea News. Hauraki Waikato MP and former Maniapoto negotiator Nenaia Mahuta says getting the iwi's treaty settlement legislation through Parliament is a mammoth moment. Ms. Mahuta says one of her aims was to see all settlements within the Tainui Waka concluded, and that is now well down the track. She says getting almost 1,000 people to Wellington to witness the third reading was an indication of its importance to the King Country iwi.
It's hard to stir Maniapoto. They're like a sleeping giant. So to get a upe of that magnitude here to Pōneke, there is sufficient hope and optimism. A settlement will be an empowering one for our people at home, but also for the 90% who live outside of the Rohe but want to support the aspirations of Maniapoto. It's a mammoth moment.
Nenaia Mahuta says it hasn't all been plain sailing, with the tribes slow to come together to start negotiations and then having to go through mandate challenges. But a kotahitanga approach has prevailed. It's International Day of Sign Languages and of Deaf Aotearoa. They are calling for the government to support and protect the linguistic identity and cultural diversity of all deaf people and other sign language users. Chief Executive Lachlan Keating says in recent years the profile of New Zealand Sign Language has been raised significantly from the daily COVID-19 media briefings with interpreters alongside the Prime Minister to the mosque shooting, Whakaaro White Island eruption and the Kaikoura earthquakes. But he says the government needs to heed the United Nations Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which has recommended an increased funding for the training and employment of sign language interpreters, including trilingual interpreters who can interpret between NZSL, English and Te Reo Māori. The committee was also concerned about the lack of government information available in New Zealand Sign Language. And a new app out today will give residents and visitors to Te Whanganui Atara the right words for where they are. Maho is designed to help people speak and understand the local dialects of Te Reo Māori, as well as providing a substantial list of Wellington destinations and place names. Karepa Wall, Wellington City Council's Tātai Heke Māori, says technology partner Kiwa Digital worked with Matangareo of Taranaki Whānui and Ngāti Tō on the app. He says it will give people a good start.
People can't make night classes all the time, or people are too embarrassed to go to a school and learn it kind of thing. And so it is a bit of a step, but also a step into the future, because we know most of Māori now in New Zealand are sort of in the younger years, and so they want to do things a little bit differently.
Maho can be downloaded from today as part of the capital's Māori Language Festival, Te Huiahurau Reo Māori or Te Whanganui Atara. And e hō mā, that's Waitea News, which you'll always find on waiteanews.com.